Good morning, everyone. This is Nancy, bye-bye boring BioJutton, and I'm so delighted that you've joined me for office hours for the BioDoc is In. During these free calls where people call in from around the world, I do my very best to offer real tips and value and information and transformation for stories that I review live and in the moment so that you can make your story better. What I know from having worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients over the last several years since I wrote the book Bye Bye Boring Bio is that people really do struggle describing who they are, who they serve, the transformation they provide in such a way that people are moved to invest wisely to benefit from those products or services. And if I can help you show up in a more winning way online and in your social media profiles and everywhere you show up, when you're speaking before a large group, if you can have a better first impression so that people get to that know-like trust place and absolutely want to reach out and journey forward with you with a conversation, a consultation, or something more, I know that you can create more of your own personal economic recovery than you ever thought possible just by showing up in that winning way. So what we do during these calls is we have folks raise their hand to get help. And what I do is I find you need to be able to tell me where I can find your story, your bio, online, and I will quickly go there and we'll talk about it. And what I want to know from you is what is it that you want your bio or story to do for you? Do you want to attract clients? Do you want to attract speaking gigs? Do you want to invite media attention, or is there something else that you desire? Because anything that we want to have happen, we have to keep our objective in clear focus so that every word that we share supports that objective. So when I call on you, I want you to be able to tell me, hi, my name is, you can find my bio here, and what I want it to do for me is X. And I may ask a few questions, we may have a little fun conversation, but I promise that if you are speaking up live to me, you will get some good tips, and there's an exceptional likelihood that the person I'm speaking with has the same issue or problem that someone else has who's listening in on the call. So I invite you to stay as long as you can to benefit from as many of these makeovers as possible, and maybe you'll be lucky and have one of them be all about you. If you have not treated yourself to the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio, you can do that. All you need to do is visit authenticvisibility.com/free gift, and that free gift will deliver to you immediately. And it's not just a light and easy breezy promotional piece. There's actual real information in there that you can use today to make your story better. And if you love the way it is that I help people and want to go to the front of the line to get your story reviewed and improved, my invitation is for you to treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, because when you do, I'll be doing these calls. I'm doing them today. I'm also doing another one on the 16th of November, and I'm also doing one on the 30th of November. And the reason I'm having so many sessions for the BioDoc is I know that everyone is trying to get their story together so they can welcome a shiny, bright new year that's full of opportunity and promise and prosperity. And if you could get this problem solved now so that you don't have it to worry about in the new year, you can just move forward with great speed and impact and confidence and have all the opportunity that you want. So that's why I've been putting so much focus on these office hours in this month of November, so that you can really put this problem in the rearview mirror and just get on with the business of getting on with it. So I would like to teach you how to identify that yourself that you want to speak up. So there is someone from Bellevue, Washington, who is from the Rice Group. Could you please hit *2 on your phone? The Rice Group, *2. Very good. I'm going to call on you now.
Oh, you're so nice. This is Robin Wallace Wright. You actually called on me last the last session.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm with the right conversations. But it is just so fabulous to be able to talk to you in person and say thank you so much for your help.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And did you make some of the changes that we spoke about?
I wish I could say I did, but the good thing is the reason why I haven't yet is because I've actually been doing gigs, so that's good. But,
okay.
but I have the copious notes, and I will be doing that.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for being my guinea pig to demonstrate to people how it is that they raise their hand to get help. So I'm now going to mute you again, Robin, and I'm glad you're here again. And so for those of you who are on the phone, I would like to hear from one of you. Raise your hand if you would like help, and I will call on you, and we will get this party started. All right. I see that William Dooley is raising his hand. Good morning. This is Nancy. How can I help you, and what's your name?
Hi, Nancy. My name is Barbara, and I'm from Chicago.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I have a website. I'm really starting up my business, and I have a website right now, www.soulremembrance.com.
Did you say go slow, Soul Remembrance?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
typing it in. Remember A...
R-E-M-E-M-B-R-A-N-C-E.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I know it's hard. I misspelled it myself.
Okay. Soulremembrance.com. I'm going there now. And there you are.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm at your site. You are Barbara.
Yes,
and what do you want me to look at while I'm here?
Well, there's the About Barbara, but I'm just really transitioning, changing my whole thing to transition wisdom consulting. And I wrote like a quick blurb that I facilitate unleashing your inner wisdom during times of transition to the life of your dreams or to the next version of you or to a bigger, better you. And I was just hoping to get some wonderful words of wisdom to kind of make it snappy and fun.
Okay, and this is the page that I'm supposed to be looking at. There's the home page where I see your pretty face, and
yes.
Then there's the about page. And I'm I'm going to focus on your home page if that's okay. Because
that's fine.
And as I talk to you about your home page, I'm going to call out a few things that are going to be useful for everybody to know. You know, it is not an uncommon thing for people to be in some stage of career intervention. Transition to something new. Goodness gracious, after the recession, there's so many people that left corporate America that couldn't get back in. There's so many people that don't want to go back in. People want to live their life purpose, et cetera, et cetera. So being in some kind of transition, there's an awful lot of folks that are doing that. So what happens on a home page is that you have like 7 seconds to capture somebody's interest so that they can read something that they want to know that's actually easing a problem or a concern that they have so that they want to go deeper into your site and actually make a connection. So I'm looking at your site for the very first time. I've never met you before. And what I like to see on a home page is that I have been identified as your ideal client and that I can't wait to get the solution to whatever is ailing me. And so what you have is Barbara Dooley, Clarity Consultant and Life Purpose Expert. 10% of your session fee goes to the charity of your choice. And it says that Barbara facilitates clarity and transformation, aligning you with your purpose, your passion, and your power. Barbara invites you to share a unique experience where you can open yourself to a co-creative opportunity that is truly life-changing. There really are no limits. You help define and choose where you most want to benefit and transform. A session with Barbara is designed to bring you to a remembrance and embodiment of your gifts, strengths, and purpose. I feel a lot of heart in this message, but the one thing that is not clear to me, which really should be right out of the box, Barbara, is who really is your ideal client? Is it a woman? Is it a man? Is it anyone anywhere in the world? Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, I think it's anyone anywhere in the world. I'm targeting women, but I, you know, open myself to enlightened men. I have this process called the Wise Woman Within, Unleashing the Wise Woman Within, and for enlightened men, it's the Wise One Within. And because I'm switching everything on my website and changing my whole business. So it's really taking people through transition, a transitional time in their life.
Okay.
Getting clarity
so here's,
and getting
so here's, here's what I think about that is I want you to choose an audience that is going to be allow you to not say, I do everything for everybody, you know, wise men, wise women. It should. I would like to see, are you a woman of 40 or better who's in transition and ready to transform into something better? Because right now, you're pretty much asking for the order right out of the box before we even know what it is. 10% of your session fee goes to the charity of your choice, and I don't even know what I'm buying. I really want you to say, hi, if you're someone in transition who's looking to create a whole new life that's full of clarity of purpose and passion, and you're actually ready to get in action to do it, I'm so glad you're here, because here you will find everything you need to make meaningful steps forward along this journey with me as your guide. Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and over the last this many years, I have created X, Y, and Z to make that happen for myself and dozens of others. What sets me apart is my ability to A, B, C, and D. It would be my pleasure to help you along this journey, something like this. But you're asking people to buy and give to a charity before we even know what it is that you do and who it is that you do it for, and I think that's a little bit premature. So
okay.
I think you should move that. Another thing I'm noticing on your page, on your home page, is yes, it is absolutely the conventional wisdom and a best practice to have an opt-in box on your page. But what you have here is sign up for our mailing list with an email address and a first name. But you're not letting me know that there's something in it for me. You're letting me know that you want my name and email address, but there's nothing in it for me. I don't know if I'm getting a newsletter that's going to help me make a transformation. I don't know if I'm getting a quiz that will help me discover how far along my path I am and where I need to start to get on the right path. So always offer something of value, a white paper, a quiz, a diagnostic, a special report, something yummy and delicious that will actually compel me to offer my email address to you. Because otherwise, there's just so much noise in the marketplace. Nobody wants to add their email address to any list if they don't know what's in it for them, other than a generic newsletter that may not really light my fire. So
okay.
I want you to look at other, like, super, super successful people, who, like Kendall Summerhawk might be a great example. She's wildly successful, and I'm sure she has a really intoxicating free gift that she offers that you absolutely can't wait to get. And so that's how she grows her list. And as you grow the list, and you communicate with people in a newsletter format or in a tip of the week or however it is that you do it, people can advance along their know, like, and trust place journey and be in a much more confident and centered position to want to do business with you and inquire about a consultation. So that's that. How does that land for you?
It sounds wonderful. And the only thing, like, I had been attracting clients, like, in the young 20s, in the 20s. And so what would you say, like 20 and above? Or?
Well, this is another really important point. The client is that's ideal for you is the one that when you see their name in the inbox or you hear their name on your telephone or wherever you meet them, your heart is skipping a beat because these are the people you are most meant to serve.
Uh-huh.
If you say everybody who can fog a mirror,
right,
it's not good.
Right.
You know, in my own life and in my own business, I've been helping people step out from the darkness and into the light for many, many years. And when I realized that my ideal client was that somewhat introverted spotlight seeker who was on a mission to do something really important, who was serious about rolling up her, you know, stopping wringing her hands and really rolling up her sleeves to learn how to do it, when I started identifying my client with that level of specificity, heads started to turn, and people said, that's exactly who I am. Can you please help me? So
I feel that, and I don't know how to really get that specific.
Well, then what you should do and what everyone should do who has that same dilemma is go back to the last 10 or 12 people. This is a very old-school way to do it. It's very low-tech, and I love low-tech. Believe me, I do. Get a piece of yellow paper. on the left hand, you know, write out, you know, who were the last 10 people for whom I created a powerful transformation where the process and the engagement was so satisfying that I can't wait to have 10 or 15 or 20 people more just like that. Ask yourself that.
Yeah, then I know who that is.
Okay.
That is that age group, yeah.
So then you say, okay, are they men? Are they women? How old are they? Do they have children? Are they busy professional people? Are they independent business professionals? Are they people that live in a certain geographic area? Then ask yourself, since you help people deal with such an important transformation, ask yourself, what were the words that they used to describe their aches and pains and aggravations? Not the words you would use to describe, but what were the words that they were using to describe? And then start writing them down. What happened for me in my life is people would actually say, my bio needs emergency triage. I have the bio cringe. I have bio shame. People would start saying these things to me, and I would be grinning, you know, because I thought, that's so cute. That's so funny. Those are words I never would have found on my own. But when I started listening to the words that people were using to describe the pain and aggravation, I started using those words in conversation and in copy on my website, and all of a sudden it was like I was talking directly to the people that needed my help the most. So when you make your list and you say they're men, they're women of a certain age, they're introverted, they're extroverted, they're scholars, they're people that are spiritual-minded, they're high-minded, they're purpose-driven, and the really important piece that I think is really key is that you identify who you serve. Then you say to yourself, and what is the transformation I provide? Sometimes people go to passion, purpose, and prosperity. It seems kind of almost like lyrical, like a tagline.
Uh-huh.
But you want to ask yourself, what happens to people once they get that? Do they extricate themselves from toxic relationships? Do they finally find their love match? Do they finally find the perfect career that they've been calling towards all of their life? Do they finally take that journey down the path to accomplish everything on their bucket list without sitting on the couch watching television for the rest of their life? I mean, what change really happens? And then is it so clearly described that even a five-year-old would understand it? This is really important. And I think the most important piece of all is after you've figured out who it is and what you do for them and why it matters, ask yourself, are these people absolutely willing to invest meaningful dollars to get the solution with you as their guide? Because a lot of people forget to ask themselves this question, and they go to all this time and effort and activity to create websites and marketing materials, and then they find out that the message doesn't land and they don't have any clients. So you absolutely have to listen to the marketplace and do your research and make sure that people are absolutely willing to pay for that so that you can get yourself fast on the road to prosperity. Does that make sense?
Okay, I've done some of that, which is so interesting, you know, really just targeting in on, you know, the people who have done so much work on themselves and they feel like they're not getting anywhere. They're still frustrated. They're still in that pain. They feel sort of stuck. And I've enjoyed working with that younger set between the age of like 20 and 30 because they're really empowered to move on. And the ones that I've enjoyed the most are entrepreneurs with that spiritual, purpose-driven, looking for the transformation of really becoming more of themselves and tapping into their own internal wisdom and getting clarity and moving forward with that powerful transformation of really coming home to themselves and just stepping into more of who they really are.
Well, then I want you to do some work there. And then because we only have we have so many people also who want to raise their hand, how about for now we go to the next person.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
I want you to go ahead and, you know, work on client attracting bio template number 3 that's within your Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium. It
okay.
is really helpful for helping you only include the most relevant information that absolutely supports the objective that you have, which is to attract clients. You'll find that it will save you a lot of time and allow you to get to your objective a lot faster.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you could be here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Who else
Bye-bye.
Would like to ask a question and have me review their story? Would you like to hit star 2? on your phone? I am looking for someone to hit star 2. Do not be shy. I am here to serve you. And we have a very shy group. Now we go. Okay, and we've got a couple people that raised their hand. Very good. I'm calling on someone where the prefix of your telephone is 661, and there's no name identified, so will you say hello? 661 from Bakersfield? I guess she's not talking. I'm going to ask the next person. Mike O'Neill, 512. Mike O'Neill, would you like to speak up?
Yeah, this is Mike. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I absolutely can. Good
Hello.
Morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So glad you're here on the call.
I'm glad. Well, thank you. I'm enjoying your call quite a bit.
Where can I find you online?
I am at moneycoachcorner.com.
Did we meet in Denver?
We did.
Oh, very good. I thought so. Okay. Money Coach.
Yeah, we did.
Let me just spell that in.
Moneycoachcorner.com.
CoachCorner.com. I've got it spelled right. And here you come. There you are. Good morning. And where shall I apply my focus for you?
Well, just kind of an FYI, one of the things we're doing is we're changing my picture. It's I got some new headshots this past week. They should be in like the next day or two, kind of soften me up a little bit from what I've been told. But my situation is this: I've got an opt-in, two of them in fact, I'm now starting to actually get some. Get some speaking engagements, some in December, some at the first part of next year, which I'm really excited about. My situation is, of course, is things are moving slower than what I had hoped, and I think more than anything else, I need to make my case a little more compelling, a little more exciting, if you will, to get people to get excited about what I'm doing.
Okay. So, and what you want people to do is hire you as a money coach?
Basically, what I want people to do is I want people to join my mastermind program.
Okay.
I've got a mastermind program. It's a 12-month program, and what we're doing is we're covering everything. It's a educational series, but we're covering everything from starting budget to starting investments and figuring out how we should relate to money. And how to get more money to change not only your life, but the lives of your children and your grandchildren.
Okay. I know a little bit about this landscape because I happen to be married to a certified financial planner professional, so I know a little bit about financial planning and money matters. And so,
okay.
And I know this is not your bio specifically, but it is an important question. Is people and their money matters... I know I've seen Susie Orman on television, and there have been thousands of people in the audience that have whispered to the person to their left and their right, I am this many dollars in debt, and I have shame around it.
Right.
I know that
Absolutely.
People sometimes will talk about money in a group, but my question is, it is a very personal issue, and sometimes people want to have private attention. Do you have a way to work with people one-on-one who may not be comfortable?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
so we do one-on-one coaching as well as the Money Masters course. What I found is there's a lot of people that are very concerned about, as soon as you get me one-on-one, you're going to try to sell me insurance. You're going to try to sell me mutual funds. You're going to try to sell me a variety of things that I don't know, I don't understand, and I don't get. You're just trying to take my money. And I don't sell any of that, but that's kind of the reaction that a lot of people get when we think about financial planning, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a comment about your just based on what I heard you say so far. I'm glad you're getting
okay.
a new headshot because you do look a little smug in the photo, and I think that getting to that know-like trust place, people have to really feel comfortable with you, and so you have a little bit of a smug expression, and I think that a new photo is a great idea.
Right. Okay. Well,
okay.
We're working on that.
Number two, when you offer a free gift, I think giving people too many things means that they're not as excited about either one. And so if
okay.
you could make a choice of the two free gifts that you're offering, which one is the most delicious that will absolutely give people something of value immediately so that they are engaged with you right out of the box? So it says here, free offer in red, which is sort of alarming. And then it says 10 stupid financial things people do to mess up their lives. And Mike's 10 rules to riches. The one thing that's missing for me is I would really like to see something. You know, we talked about with Barbara, who is your ideal client? What is the transformation you provide? What then happens for people? And are they willing to invest to get the benefit? And so what I'd like to see is something like money matters, you know, for 30-something professional people in the biggest earning years of their life, it can be very intoxicating to be making a really good living and to be planning your future. But if the landscape of money is uncomfortable for you or unfamiliar, you can make some costly missteps that could prevent you from achieving all your dreams. You know, I'm just trying to know, who are the people that you're serving? If you're saying it's everybody, then nobody knows that they belong. So is it married?
Right.
Is it married couples? Is it 30-something people, professional people, yuppies that have all the money they want, but they don't know how to save properly for retirement to achieve their dreams? You know, who is it? Because we immediately start talking about you, but I don't even know if it's me yet. So who is it? Who is your person? So we may not be able to answer that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can. My target audience is really from 30 to 45 years old, typically from a couple standpoint.
And are they married? You know, couples who are just at that revenue acceleration point in their career.
Right.
Who want to avoid the roundabout and get to retirement. What is that, the game of life? In the game of life, you can either go to, there's two different roads you can take. One is easy acres, and the other one is a different approach.
Yeah, millionaire acres or something. I don't remember exactly what they are, but I know what you're talking about.
But, you know, it's a game that a lot of people are familiar with. In the game of life, you know, people have this end game in mind that they're going to retire beautifully or they're, you know, whatever it is. I would like you to identify who your client is more specifically and what their aches and pains are, because you're talking about control, making more money, keeping more money, your stress level. I think the homepage copy needs a little bit of refinement. And then as far as the free offer, the 10 stupid financial things people do to mess up their lives, it's still very generic. 10 stupid things people do. Also, I know that this book, Financial Planning for Dummies, Accounting for Dummies, this whole Four Dummies series is very, very popular, and they've sold millions of them because nobody wants to feel stupid. But as a first impression, I just have a little bit of a negative visceral reaction to that. I would rather get help than be hit on the head with something as direct as you've stated it.
Okay.
I wonder if you could come up with a different name for it that would make me feel a little bit like helped instead of insulted.
Okay.
And then I also see that you're inviting people to follow you on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I want to make a comment about that. Always you want people to... Remember what you want people to do. You want people to like what they read enough that they would take the initiative to put their email address in your box so that you can have an ongoing relationship with those people. When you ask people to also follow you on Facebook and LinkedIn, they can do that, but it's not as much to your advantage. What I often advise clients is give them an opt-in box that gives them something delicious that they can't wait to receive. And then when they receive their first newsletter, that's when you can invite them to follow you on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube and wherever else you might like to be. Because when you own the email address, you're in a position to stay in touch with those people indefinitely at your own whim and timetable Whereas with Facebook and LinkedIn, they come if they want to, but maybe they don't. And you don't have that opportunity to have that relationship. So I would recommend taking away the Facebook and LinkedIn things if the getting the opt-in is your goal. And I am a money coach. I help families and individuals attain wealth and richness, teaching them how to control their finances, invest regularly and wisely, and plan their financial future. I educate you so you can control and plan. How do I educate? I do webinars. I do this. I do that. I do the other. I work with families. Right now, your story has got a lot of eyes in it, which means we're talking about you instead of talking about your client. And if you switch the focus from I to you, all of a sudden, I'm going to feel included. I like it says here, unlike a financial advisor, I sell no products, no insurance, no annuities, no funds or stocks. I work with families and individuals for a flat fee to help you answer these questions. This is really important, and it's like two screens down on the page. I would invite you to move that higher up, because that's where you're starting to talk about me. You know, I'm a money coach, you know, and so, you know, as a money coach, I work with mostly married people in their 30s and 40s who are absolutely serious about following the yellow brick road to prosperity while avoiding as many of the potholes and missteps that are often commonly made when people didn't have the insight to know the difference. Hi, I'm Mike, the money coach, and for the last 20 years, this is exactly how I've been helping people to achieve that objective. I'm so glad you're here. It's a totally different feeling.
Okay.
So, Mike, I'm hearing a lot of noise on the line, and I'm not exactly sure why, but was this helpful, these tips, just so far?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
So, I as a direct response reaction to this, I want you to clean up your free offer, make it more intoxicating, choose a different color other than red with an exclamation point, because red and money is scary. Identify your ideal client more specifically, and then make clear your point of differentiation a little bit earlier on so that they know it's all about them and not so much about you. Fair enough?
Okay. All right.
All right, so stay with us because we've got lots more to come, and thanks. So glad you called, and thanks. Bye-bye. Now, if you're just joining me, and because we are about 33 minutes into the call, I'm Nancy, Bye-Bye Boring Bio Jutton, and I've been offering the BioDoc is In sessions all throughout the month of November because I know folks are very serious about getting their story together so they can attract more clients in the new year, and I want to do my part to make that contribution. If you have not yet downloaded your copy of the first chapter of Bye-Bye Boring Bio, I would love for you to do that. You can go to authenticvisibility.com/freegift and get it today. And always when I'm looking for folks to call on, of course, the folks who are purchasers of Bye-Bye Boring Bio Premium always go to the top of the line because they've invested in their success and have actually done some homework to actually get their stories really squarely moving in the right direction. So that's how that works. And so I'd like to know who else would like to raise their hand. And so I am just making a little adjustment here. I'm lowering the hand. So could you raise your hands one more time, people who would like to go next? May I see? Hit star 2. Okay, we have someone at area code 661. I'm going to call on you now. There's no name identified, so can you say good morning? Area code 661. I'm having trouble hearing you, so I'm going to go to the webcast and see who would like to ask me a question there. I'm going to the Q&A, and I'm hitting refresh. Betsy Reiling of Pittsburgh is asking, how personal should I get? I feel nervous to put my personal story out there, and at the same time, I feel like my story is actually the path to my future. Oh, Betsy, that's a really good question. And what I would say is, Jeffrey Van Dyke of the Spiritual Marketing Quest once said that from your deepest pain in life calls forth your greatest gift to share. And I think he's really right. And it often happens that the reason that we do these things that we do is because somewhere along our own personal journey, that was our problem too. And that is why we've made this mission our life's work, so so that we can guide other people to successfully navigate a particular journey and have a faster outcome than perhaps we might have experienced ourselves. My website is called AuthenticVisibility.com because I believe that if you show up as your ideal best self and you are visible in a genuine way to be of service and to the people you're here to help, you will attract more of the right people and be able to make an effect of profound transformation, and your legacy can be alive today doing what it is that you do. It does take courage to declare what it is that you are here to do and the path you've taken to get there. But when you can be authentically visible and let people know that you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and that's why this is so important to you, I don't know why it works so effectively, but it really does. It's not manipulation. It's nothing untoward at all, but it's a way to connect with your people and make a difference. So ask yourself, whatever story you tell, does it support the objective that you have, and is it relevant to the journey you guide your clients to take? And if it does, take it out for a spin and see how it works. And you might be very pleasantly surprised. So I have Kimberly Burnham from West Hartford, Connecticut, and she is taking me to her page, which is a very interesting URL, and I'm going to cut and paste and go. Copy. I'm coming over here. I'm cutting and pasting and going. She says, what I want is to raise money for Hazon, a nonprofit which is about sustainable food systems, and to enroll people in my coaching program. Okay, so Kimberly, I'm on your site, and it says, to support a vision of more beautiful world, sustainable agriculture, and food justice through Hazon and Adama, then improve your eyesight with a 33-minute free consultation with Kimberly Burnham, a vision recovery expert. Why I'm offering a free consultation to help you with your eyesight. Okay. So Kimberly, sometimes I have to be really direct, but I want to tell you that I don't understand what this is. I don't know what Hazon is, and I don't know what Adama is, and because I don't know what it is, I'm going to click away. So if you use a word or a phrase that is not commonly used in mainstream conversation that even a 9-year-old would understand, I want you to find a different way to say it so that you can bring people into your mission as soon as possible. And maybe I'm revealing that I don't know enough about what agriculture and food justice is all about, and maybe I right now, Nancy Jutton, am feeling a little embarrassed to tell you that I don't understand. But that means I'm going to move away and I'm not going to go deeper. I see you're supporting a vision of a more beautiful world, and then you're improving eyesight through these consultations, and I think that's so confusing. It's very confusing, because if you're confused, you don't do anything. If the real problem that people are coming to you for is that they don't see clearly and they want to recover their vision immediately, then let's talk about that. But as I go deeper into your site, it says, are you at your ideal weight? Do you feel fit, relaxed when you exercise? How is your connection with the natural world working? What type of world do you live in? How does my weight and my exercise relate to vision and this cause that you have? I don't understand. And because I don't understand, it seems like I'm not going to stay. Then we're talking about who you are, and you're talking about your story. But by this time, I'm kind of not really clear about why I should stay. And then there's a lot of copy here and a lot of pictures. So a confused mind never buys. And so I would invite you, Kimberly, to be crystal clear about the number one thing you want people to do, and to make sure all the words that you share above the fold in the first screen relate to helping people get that. Because right now, you're all over the place, and I don't know if you're going to tell me if the business is booming or if it's just getting started, but if it's having some speed bumps and detours, I think this absence of clarity around the mission and the purpose and making sure every word supports it could be part of the reason why. So I appreciate your courage in sharing this with me, and I invite you to really get clear who is your client and what primary thing are you going to offer. Because even on your navigation, it says welcome, expertise, books, shopping cart, integrative IMT, matrix energetics, eyesight, insight, hope. I don't know what a lot of this means. I don't know what integrative IMT, I know there's a shopping cart, but I don't even know if what, like if I go there, it says PayPal for services. Oh, this is very confusing. It's more than I can accomplish in a very short bio-docuzin session to diagnose what needs to happen first. But you absolutely have to identify your ideal client and the number one thing that you're here to do and make sure everything you say relates to that. So thank you for calling in today. And someone is asking, what is the website so I can follow along? Well, we're going to move to another one. Someone is saying, I'm somewhat confused. Do I use this information I am slowly crafting with your inspiration and guidance on my homepage or on the About page, or should I have a bio page? Your homepage is where everybody shows up live. That's where you have 7 seconds to grab attention and hope that people want to stay. So make your homepage as strong as possible with a compelling headline, the ultimate result that people are going to get, and why you are the right person to guide them forward. And then when you go to the About page, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about you. And if sometimes you duplicate some of that information, that's okay. The About page is the same thing as a bio page. It's the same thing. So don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. And if you're going to be doing a lot of media interviews, and I know I do a lot of media interviews, invariably a media host will say, I need 5 words to describe you. I need a 50-word introduction. I need a 200-word introduction. I need a more personal introduction. I need whatever I need. And so what I've learned over the last several years is I have all of my bios of varying length posted to the About Me page of my website. So 24/7, anyone, a meeting planner, a radio host, a television host, a telesummit producer, can land there and find exactly what they need to introduce me or to include my bio in their program, and I don't have to do any 11th-hour scramble to supply what is needed, and I can always have the confidence that I'm being introduced properly, accurately, and in a way that supports what I'm here to do in the world. So I hope that answers that question. I want to go back over to the phone and see if somebody would like to raise their hand, and I see that someone would like to raise their hand. They're an anonymous guest, and I'm just going to unmute you. And it's kind of hard for me to call you by name. Can someone speak up that I just unmuted? Anonymous, it says.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't know that was me. I tried to do a star 82 to unblock my name.
Oh.
My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Nancy?
I'm good. How's this call going for you so far?
I'm just totally into it. It's helping me so much. And I'm just wanting to soak up everything you have to say here.
Well, would you like me to take a look at your story?
Yes, it's cornmother.com.
Okay. C-O-R-N.
N-M-O-T-H-E-R.
Okay. Corn. Let's see what that's all about. For women who desire to become empowered elders of age and wisdom, the Corn Mother welcomes you with open arms. Whether you're 40-something preparing for the empty nest or a seasoned grandmother who is busy reinventing yourself, the Corn Mother is here to offer you support and guidance. See, this is actually pretty good. You've identified who your ideal client is and what you're here to do for them. You've been through a few births and rebirths. You may have gone from mom to supermom, from daughter to mom's caregiver in the blink of an eye. Now it's time for another change, but what? This time it's different because it's now your turn. You've earned and well-deserved you time. It's time to free yourself to be you, gray hair, wrinkles, liver spots, tummy rolls and all. Let go of your fear of becoming an old hag. You have more important work to do. This is pretty good. The Corn Mother will help you expand your thinking about your future in ways many women today never dreamt possible by subscribing to our newsletter. Find real choices and options for lifestyle and just plain comfortable living. Be supported in your quest for a will-live life. Come to appreciate the grand womanhood, et cetera, et cetera. This is actually pretty good. Then it says, start your adventure toward becoming an empowered elder of age and wisdom now. Sign up to receive a copy of the Corn Mother News, my monthly newsletter delivered direct to your inbox. It's free and full of tips, news, and resources to empower you as you take the steps toward grand womanhood. Don't hesitate. The only thing you have to lose is fear. On the other side of fear awaits the seasoned wild woman ready for a fun, fulfilled, and fantastic future. Okay. Well, boy, oh boy, this is fun.
Oh, so, great.
But I have a couple of suggestions or ideas.
All right.
One of the questions, you know, remember me, I'm the get known to get paid mentor, so I always want to know how people make money.
Oh, right.
That's
my Achilles heel.
Okay, so you clearly have a way with words and you're on a mission that's worth fighting for, and I can absolutely tell that you're qualified to help people, but how do people invest in your services?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a hobby or is this a business, my question?
Well, you know, I have a link on the website for Corn Mother Guidance.
Okay, so I'm going to Corn Mother Guidance is interesting, but what if we were even more direct?
Okay.
Hire me.
Okay.
Hire me. Engage. Something. And this is true transparency. I've been in business since 2001, and sometimes we forget to look at our website like a regular new potential client would look at. And Allie Brown, the Millionaire Protege Club founder, a millionaire, she was actually reviewing my website, and she says to me, Nancy, all the tabs on your website should be described with labels that are so clear that essentially the village idiot would know exactly what it was about.
Uh-huh.
So don't put fancy language in your tabs where people can't find what it is that they want to buy.
Now, what do you consider fancy language?
Well, it's like Corn Mother is a clever term, but what you want people to do is hire you. You know, I'm thinking, boy, she sounds great. How can I work with her? What if it says, work with the Corn Mother? Work with me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't wait. At least I know what it is.
Oh, but, I love that.
Yeah, work with me. It's so simple. My friend Alice Cunningham runs a $10 million hot tub company, and she's the number one hot spring spa dealer in the world. And she said to me, Nancy, you want to make it easy to own, easy to buy, and easy to refer. So work with me is a good thing. It's like if they love what they've read so far, they're thinking, how can I play? So that's one thing I would have you change immediately.
So that was easy to own, easy to buy, and easy to
refer.
Okay.
Because
all right, so I will definitely change that.
Yeah, and then what you're inviting people to do is subscribe to your newsletter. But I want to see the opt-in box big and on the upper right-hand corner of the page, so it's more intrusive. If you go to my
I had that. Now,
uh-huh.
Where it says sign up today.
Yeah.
I had a larger box,
mm-hmm.
and then I had somebody work on the website, and she wanted to change it, so she did. So it is up on the right-hand side.
If you go to my website at AuthenticVisibility.com,
uh-huh.
You'll notice that there's a pop-up that comes up that says, here's access to your quick quiz to find out how ready you are to get ready, known, and paid.
Oh, I like that. Now, I do have a quiz on here, but...
But I can't find it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I can't find it.
Okay.
And it's like if I have to go digging, I'm not going to go excavating if I'm just meeting you for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I was bringing up my site is I have a pop-up that tells people you can get this now. And then if you disable the pop-up, it's still sitting in the upper right-hand corner of my website. So it's always there, because that's what I absolutely want people to do. I want people to love what they see enough that they want that gift right this very minute.
Okay, and so you think a quiz is better than the actual newsletter?
Well, what's cool about my quiz, and I don't mean to be boastful, but
no,
I'm really excited about it, is that what I want people to do, and I'm inviting you to think about this, hopefully people want, everyone who's on this call has a desire to invite new clients and new fans and followers of their work. And hopefully when people get to that know, like, and trust place quickly, they're that much closer to saying, let's have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about a quiz is it helps people self-identify where they are, where their missing pieces are, so that they can get in touch with themselves in terms of what next step they feel ready to take to ease the pain. And so with the quiz that I have, it's your quick quiz to figure that out. And so there's like 15 questions that you can answer, just like if you were picking up a women's magazine and, you know, 42 ways to please your man or something like that. It's fun, it's quick, but in my case, there's really good questions that I'm suggesting people consider to see how quick they are on their path to getting ready, known, and paid. And
so
if you,
my quiz is at the end of this page.
But it's way at the end of the page.
What do you think of it?
What do I think of it? I think that, where is it?
It's at the end of the page if you scroll all the way down.
Start your adventure, sign up to receive, it's free. See, where is it?
This is on the Corn Mother guidance page.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who would know that?
Mm-hmm.
Take the quiz would be a better name for that.
Okay.
Take the quiz. Okay, for women who desire, how would you like to say and really mean it? Where's the quiz?
Okay. I mean,
it's not here.
Yeah,
to
it
help
is.
You decide. Lots and lots of words. Oh, it's way down here. Wait a minute. I don't get it. I'm offering. Where is it? Oh, take
well,
this third quiz. It's. This is what we call burying the lead in the world of journalism.
Oh.
You know, in today's world, people want to find it immediately. You know, if you leave the good stuff, if we have to go searching for it. You know, if we couldn't find it in 7 seconds, we're not going to go. So if I were you and I'm
hey,
just,
it's at the bottom.
I found it.
Oh, you found it.
Take
okay.
this short quiz. See how many following questions you can answer with a yes. Do you find it really difficult to picture yourself 10, 20, 30 years from now? Are you having a hard time letting go of your fear of growing old? Do you look the other way when you see an old woman? Do you look at old women and think you're superior, et cetera, et cetera? Then you ask them to take their score. What I want you to do is to not give it away without people having to opt in. I want
okay.
people to have to opt in to get it, because when they opt in to get it, maybe they can send in their quiz to you and request a consultation about how you can help them ease the pain and feel even more beautiful and optimistic about their journey to the next wherever they're going.
And they would get a free consultation.
Well, you know, here's what I want you to do. See how I do it on my webpage. And if you get the quiz, and then you fill out the quiz. And then on the back side of the quiz, it says, no, you know, there's no shame in your score. The key is taking action on what next step is best for you. Check out some of the options that we have, and if you'd like to have a chat, let's have a conversation. And people take the quiz. They experience me on these calls. And they go, gosh, I like Nancy. I think I'd like to have a conversation. And if people have a conversation with me and decide they want to work with me in one shape or form, then it's an easy yes for them to make. And so it's a very nice system, and it really does work, and it helps serve people and serve my own prosperity at the same time. And that's kind of what I want for everybody who's on this call, is don't give away everything when the people visit so that you don't have a way to stay in touch with them.
You know, I have kind of suspended my newsletter because I'm in transition, not knowing exactly how to move forward, and I've been thinking about doing a blog instead of a newsletter. So maybe I should give away the quiz as the incentive for opting in instead of the newsletter.
I think you have to do both, actually.
Okay.
I think you have to do both because when people make the wise choice to opt in to get that quiz, maybe what happens with the first newsletter or the first autoresponder is you were obviously interested enough to know about this to take the quiz. How has your score changed your thinking? And have you been inspired to take action to explore more ways to da-da-da-da-da? You know, in my work with women around the world, I've discovered that these are some of the things that they worry about and are concerned about, and it's my great gift and joy to help people navigate this journey with love and kindness so that folks can feel beautiful and vibrant no matter what their chronological age. Hi, I'm the Corn Mother, and let's have a chat if you'd like to, you know, whatever. But I think because you have to have a way to stay in touch with them. If you just grab their email address but you don't make good on your promise to stay in touch with them, then you're not being complete in your promise, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not being trustworthy.
So and you as the Corn Mother, that seems to me like who you really are, so you might as well be complete in the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there's lots of other folks on this call
yes.
that would like to get some help, so can I invite you to stay with us as we talk about some other folks? And I know there will be lessons that you will learn from that call that will, those other, you know, feedbacks that will help you make even more improvements. One
yes.
other thing I wanted to say about website design, and I am not a website designer,
mm-hmm.
but anyone out there who's working with a designer, be clear about what your objective is. And what you're trying to do. If you want people to join your newsletter, don't make it so small that people can't find it. To hire someone who's created a website for successful people that have come before. I was speaking to someone the other day, and her website's very important to her, but she hired it out to a friend. And I asked her, has your friend created world-class websites for successful people before? She said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't know? I said, if you're going to hire somebody to write to create your website, I want you to look at other websites that they've created. I want you to be satisfied that they have created websites for successful people who are making money and who are in a similar kind of field that you are in. Because if it's just somebody who's playing at it or doing it as a hobby, who, you know, whatever, you get what you get. But you should hire someone who's savvy about your particular kind of business so that you can accomplish your objective. Because right now for you, I want your navigation to be more clear. Hire, work with me, your free gift. You need to look at that. And also put things in the order in which you want people to do. You know, it's home, it's about you, it's about the Corn Mother. There's two tabs that are about you. Presentations, does that mean you're a speaker? Sandra Speaks,
uh-huh.
a newsletter. You know, make sure that the tabs are in the order that you want them to take to move forward with you as their guide. It has to be more about them than it has to be about you, because if they don't feel like they're taken care of, you're kind of stuck at the front door.
Wonderful. Okay, so one question, Nancy, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just the overall impression when you look at the website, does it look professional enough? Does it engage you, or would you revamp it altogether?
Well, one really simple thing I want to say is that you're dealing with women who are over 40. And is it fair to say that women over 40 wear glasses or need vision correction? Because the type size on your website is kind of small.
You know, I know that, and that's because of the person that was trying to help me with the website, she was using a Mac and I have a PC, and my larger fonts would come out smaller when she redid them. It was a mess. So, yes, fonts need to be larger. Yes, I agree.
Remember who you're dealing with. And if I am a woman of, you know, over 40, and I have two screens, 17-inch screens, and as I'm looking at your site, I'm leaning in to see what it's about.
Yeah.
If I have to really work hard to read it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going. So
mm-hmm.
I want the site, the type size to be appropriate for the ideal audience you're here to serve.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that there's an awful lot of empty space on the right-hand side of your...
Yes.
an awful
there's
lot
so
of empty,
empty
space,
space
that's not really working for you. And so I'm not going to say throw out the baby with the bathwater, but I do think that you can massage what you have to make it more effective than it now is, and I think that you should.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Sandra, I know lots of other folks are here.
Yes.
So,
thank you so much, Nancy, and I will definitely stay on and glean every tip you have.
Very good.
Thanks
for being here. Okay, so now who else would I have? Somebody, Dee Bonnet, so I'm going to say hello to you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Devel.
Devel, how are you?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm good.
It's been a little while.
Yeah. So where am I going to look for you? Remind
okay,
me again.
Okay, access and then a hyphen smart.com.
Access. I remember now.
Yes. So since we start, I mean, just so people are listening, we worked together, what, about a year ago, 8-9 months ago?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Since then, I have been involved in a number of very large government as well as hospital contracts.
Oh.
So, you know, again, we were not doing speaking and stuff like that. We're supplying products. So it was really designing a website and as well as getting the messages out there so people knew what we were doing.
Oh, very good.
So I just wanted to kind of take a look at the website, the homepage there, and see if you still like what we have been doing and anything major that comes up.
Okay. By the way, Devel is a graduate of the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series, which is an intensive program that I offer where I help people learn how to prepare and share their stories so that they can get known to get paid. And he was one of my star students, and I'm so happy to hear that you're having wonderful success. I'm looking at your site like it's for the first time because it's been a little while, and I'm right at the top. It says Access Smart, Power Logon, the alternative to PKI. Devel Bonnet, founder and CEO of Access Smart, created Power Logon because IT managers can begin privacy compliance before the firewall. Obviously, you have an audience of IT managers who have a requirement to deal with privacy compliance. And I don't remember, forgive me, but I don't remember what PKI means.
Public key infrastructure. It's
can,
a very.
Can you say that again?
Public key infrastructure.
Is that.
A very advanced security that the government tried to use.
Is it a universally recognized acronym for your ideal?
For IT managers, yes.
Okay, so only IT managers who land here are going to know what that is, and that's okay, right?
Right, and that's why I put IT managers can begin as
okay.
opposed to anyone else.
So since we were talking about navigation a few minutes ago with the Corn Mother, home, products, blog, data security, partners, about us, support, media, contact. I know what all of that is. It's clear.
Okay.
Cyber authentication can stop data breaches. Everything you need to know in 2.25 minutes. Okay. I'm willing to invest 2.25 minutes to watch that. Why power logon? Cyber authentication without the frustration of remembering, typing, or resetting passwords is a logical access solution whose time has come. Power Logon is a password management system for network access authentication. And then it's giving me a more message that says I can look somewhere else, and it tells me more. Okay, very technical. So it's more than I can do to look at this in the time that we have. I'm noticing something else, though. I'm going back to the home page. What I just noticed, Devel, is that when I clicked on the more, it took me to a page. Oh, I'm still on the home page. What do you want people to do first and foremost when they land here? What action do you want them to take?
Okay, the first one is to kind of get an idea of what we do, and the action is to call us for a free consultation.
Okay. See, that's very good.
Because it is so technical trying to describe anything else. You'll buy product, you don't understand what you're buying yet.
Right. So it says, we know that no two computer systems or industries are the alike. The word the is extra. I would delete it.
Oh yeah, okay, typo.
Call this number for free, no obligation consultation to understand using smart cards for Windows download Access Smart. I think I would like a different copy block in here. It says free consultation, which understand using smart cards for Windows.
We're trying to tag in some of our keywords, and that might be the wrong keyword.
Well, sometimes people use keywords because they want to be searchable, but they don't feel like they flow in in text. And you always want to ask yourself, okay, I got them to the site and they came here, but do they understand what they're supposed to do with the words that you chose? And I think there needs to be a match there. So what you really want people to do is our experts are standing by to talk to you now about the advantages that this can offer to your compliance issues. A free no obligation consultation sounds like you're going to sell me something.
Okay.
So you know, well, one-on-one is a sales call, one-to-many is education. What I'm wanting to know is, would you like to talk to one of our experts. To explore your needs and how we can meet them, and then we're happy to answer your specific and direct questions about how smart cards for Windows can XYZ benefit to you.
Okay.
But I think you should change the words so that you're actually inviting them to have a serious conversation about solving this problem in a way that they can't find it anywhere else, and that you can actually, you know, have some diagnosis happen during the call, you know, and free consultations, you know, maybe we could give it a different name. Is it a compliance diagnostic? Request your session now? Or
it's just more of a discussion, understanding what they're trying to accomplish and how they can do it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to call it a free consultation.
Right. Okay.
So like an example, and I often use this example, but Nancy Marmolejo is a Viva Visibility, and she offers these quantum leap quarter hour conversations where she can actually talk to people in 25 minutes and help them make a quantum leap in their understanding of online visibility approaches so that they can actually feel great about her and get an outcome right away and feel comfortable journeying forward with her in the future. She gave it a name. One of my clients, Lori Cassidy, has the Love Your Body, Love Your Life consultation. I do Build Your Buzz strategy sessions. I talk about the ultimate result for the client in the name of the session so that they know what they're getting. So free consultation sounds really generic. So can you call it something else?
Would we just say then cyber authentication consulting? Consultation?
We talk about cyber
authentication throughout, so it's just kind of trying to capture that word and keep using it so that we have a theme.
If it's already on the site, you don't need to say it again.
Okay.
Cyber authentication is already there. So what if it was, let's have a, you know, these computer people, they're all so high tech. Would it be weird or strange to say, let's have a conversation live to talk about how this can make your cyber life even better? People sometimes go from screen to screen to screen and they never actually talk to anybody. Would you like to talk to a real person right now about how this system or approach or problem or solution can actually make your systems better today?
Right.
We're standing by.
So
but,
maybe instead of a free consultation, just say, do you want to talk?
Yeah, let's talk. Let's schedule a chat right now.
or
and you,
using
you can
some
give them your time trade account. You know, if you're tech savvy, which you probably are, set up a consultation using our time trade account. And if you want to speak with a live person, here's our number. We're standing by.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason I was asking you what the number one thing you want people to do is you want people to call you. Because
right.
when I clicked on the Y Power logon and I hit the little more button, that's where it told me that I could connect with you on every Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera, and offer my name and email address. And so you were probably listening earlier on the call where I said, I don't really want you to give them all those choices. I want you to capture their name because I want you to be able to stay in touch with them indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to do that.
Okay.
See, it says learn more, test, and implement. I like that. And why is it not on the homepage?
Because we wanted, when we were first doing this, when you and I were starting this, we wanted to keep the homepage very simple, very clean, and to the point.
Yeah, but you've got our latest blog post, and I don't care about that as much as I care about...
Oh, but I need the widget blog post because that keeps my Google analytics higher because the Google wants to see your pages constantly being updated with something new. So that's how I get it updating new.
Okay, well...
So maybe I, well, I
yeah,
just didn't want to make the thing a long page.
Let me just ask you this. I mean,
okay.
I hear that. So getting the cool thing about the learn more, test, and implement, it says learn more, download the Power Logon user manuals for free. Test Power Logon Administrator System Development Kit. Implement, customize your cards, readers, and licensing requirements.
Mm-hmm.
The neat thing about those, is those things actually engage potential clients in your product so that they can satisfy themselves that it is exactly what it is that they need right now, as opposed to them looking at your blog. I want them to engage in your products right now. So call me crazy, but I think these are better buttons to put on the homepage, and you should put those ahead of the blog because, remember me, I'm the get known to get paid mentor. I want people to do business with you. If they find you but they don't do business with you, what have you accomplished?
Okay.
You know? And so, okay, I was just saying that, you know, in a lighthearted way. Let's see. I'm going back to the homepage. It's just taking a minute to go back. How is the business? I mean, it sounds to me like you've got a lot of new clients.
Yes, we're picking up some very good clients now, and we're getting noticed more and more. People are beginning to understand that all these data breaches and identity theft and all really begins at the front end, not just at the back end.
Okay. So I guess the only other thing I would say is some people like video, some people like to read, and some people like to experience. And I see that some of the words that you just used when you were talking to me about data breach, you know, I'm a reader, and I would like to see some copy there that says just what you said, data breach, data security. It's not when it's not if it's going to happen, it's when. And the neat thing about Power Logon is that with this integrated into your system, you will never have to lose a night of sleep knowing that everything is safe and smart.
Mm-hmm.
I want a few words there that say that so that even if I'm not someone who wants to invest 2.25 minutes in a video, I can get the message under my own power. I think that would be a nice upgrade.
Okay. Now, and just do that as a text across, or is that part of the header there where I have IT... Managers can begin privacy, have something where it's not about whether or not you've had a data breach, it's whether or not you've discovered it. Or
right. Well, someone who was on this call last week, I think her site was microbizdisaster.com.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, or microbizdisaster.net. I can't remember exactly. But I love the way she identified the problem and the way she wrote about it. And so if you can go there...
Okay.
And see how she did it, because sometimes when you're tech savvy, which you clearly are, you're very savvy about search engines and keywords and all that kind of stuff. And your audience is very savvy about that too. But I really am a big fan of having a few well-chosen words that just are very conversational about what problem is being solved, and it's not if, it's when. And you've, over a lifetime, you've been easing that pain and giving people peace of mind, and you want your clients to have that as soon as possible. Because it just, it's like, well, yeah, I can't wait to talk about it. Can't wait to get started. So I think that's something to consider.
Okay. And so I'm going to look for MicroBiz, B-I-Z.
Yeah, microbizdisaster.com, because that's what she wrote. And remember, sometimes I often say to folks, when you're looking for words, you know, there are other competitors in your business that do something similar, and it's not a bad idea to see how they write about and describe what it is that they do. Sometimes it can be great inspiration. It can be a great jumping-off point for you to find that perfect message. Always create your own perfect message. Never copy someone else's. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, they call it a swipe file. Us copywriters, we have swipe files where they're looking for perfect words that we can use in different applications. But always be respectful of your competitors. Don't use their words exactly as they have described them. Put your own tone of voice on it so it's truly you. But I was very impressed with microbizdisaster.net or biz. I can't remember exactly. And I think
I'm not finding it, but I'll Google it.
Yeah, and she was on the call last week, and the recording was posted to the blog, so I know that's a lot of listening to do, but if you want to take a look at that.
Okay.
So thank you so much for checking in and inviting me to take a look, and it's really great to hear your voice and see the progress that you're making. So thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right, I'm just going to go over to the Q&A and see what's happening here to see. Do I use testimonials on the home page or the about page or both? If both, I assume they should be different clients. Let's see. Testimonials can be used on the home page. They can be used throughout your website or blog. Different clients, I think the more testimonials you have, the more proof you have to your claims, and the more comfortable people will feel saying yes to whatever you have to offer. When you have a testimonial, or maybe you have thousands of testimonials, what I'm a big fan of is having the testimonial highlighted in bigger, you know, maybe there's one sassy soundbite in that testimonial, like, for example, ignore this woman's talent to your own peril. That's the soundbite in quotes that's attributed to the person. And then underneath the soundbite is the text of the full conversation that the person shared. Because when there are, let's say, 50 testimonials, the busy reader is going to go from one headline to the next headline to the next headline to skim those testimonials to get the gist of the story that those testimonials are telling. And if the headlines make them excited, they're going to read the detail. A big mistake that people make is putting big blocks of testimonials without calling out the juicy piece right out of the box. It just looks like a big block of text, and some people just don't like that. And so that's what I say about testimonials. I have a page on my website called authenticvisibility.com/leave-a-testimonial, where there's a hyphen between each of those words, leave a testimonial. And every time I have a wonderful engagement with a client, I will invite them, you know, and I know it. And when you have a great interaction with one of your clients, you know it's going well. So you can often say, if this was such a great session and I really feel like we made great progress here, do you feel the same? And we're on the phone and they'll say yes. And I'll say, would you consider offering a statement or a testimonial that I could proudly share on my website so more people would know the impact of our work together? And if you really have made a wonderful impact on the client, they'll gladly say yes. So by sending them to authenticvisibility.com/leave-a-testimonial, I just send them the link. The link tells them what a good testimonial is and makes it completely easy for them to know how to do it. And I have an ongoing flow of fabulous testimonials that will always keep my websites and sales pages fresh and vibrant and current and relevant and intoxicating for people to feel confident saying yes to what it is that I have to offer. So if you go to that page, you can use it as inspiration to create one of your own so that you can do the same. Let's see. Barbara says, hi, Nancy. If there's an opportunity to look at my site, it would be appreciated. I'm a psychotherapist in Littleton working with adults who are ready to make meaningful change. You can go to this site, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. So I'm going there now. Okay, BarbaraCounsels.com. Creative and caring counseling, gentle guidance through life transitions, working together to improve your life. Got a very pretty picture of you with your phone number, your email address. Contact me. Free download is counseling for you. Very good. Okay. Are you hurting and you don't know what to do to feel better? Are you feeling overwhelmed, have a problem or emotional pain, and you're not sure how to handle things? You don't need to struggle alone. I can help. Reaching out for help shows you're ready for change and ready to let go of what hurts you. In a safe, caring, and non-judgmental partnership, together we can explore the issues at hand and promote real, lasting change that leads to relief from emotional pain, increased self-worth, trusting yourself and trusting others, enhanced personal life, career, and close relationships, etc. As a licensed professional counselor, I offer compassionate psychotherapy and counseling services in a respectful, supportive, and interactive style in the Littleton area to women, men, and couples. I work with people of all sexual orientations, lifestyles, and cultural backgrounds. Are you wondering if you would benefit from counseling? If so, I invite you to contact me for a free consultation to help you decide. Okay, so here's what I want to know if you are on the phone. This would be a lovely thing to do for Barbara. You just heard about Barbara. Who's going to raise their hand and tell me, or even on the web, what you think about that? You know, raise your hand, because I want to say this to you, Barbara. I actually think this is quite good. I do. It's very tranquil and calm. I know exactly what you do. I know the transformation you provide. I know that it's going to get better with your help. Your call to action is that I call you or phone you to have a conversation to see if this is a good fit. You are offering me a free gift to help me decide if counseling is for me. Is counseling for me? Well, if I read this, I'm just wondering what it is, so I'm going to click on that. Oh, look at that. It gives me the download right away, which I want an opt-in instead. Okay? That's, I don't know if you're allowed to do that as a psychotherapist, but I think you are. You're giving people the quiz right away. Is counseling right for you? Are you preoccupied with or reliving events from the past, regretting behaviors but continuing them anyway, struggling to make it through the day, stressed from someone who will discover your secret? Do you have feelings like these? If you've answered yes to some of these statements, then please read on. Feelings, thoughts, and behaviors all influence each other. By exploring how your life is working for you and how it is not, together we can explore how to change any of these areas and improve your overall health. Professional counselor offers effective counseling to resolve your pain and problems. Call for a free consultation to determine if counseling is right for you now. This is very nice, Barbara. I want to go back to the web thing and see if you're asking me any questions. I mean, I know therapists can't be super flashy and you have to be very straightforward, but even like on your navigation, home, why seek counseling, about me, how I work, testimonials, client rights and responsibilities, fees and information, contact me. This is a navigation that I completely understand, and it's very logical to me, the potential patient who might be inquiring about you. I'm on your homepage. I'm interested enough to know more. Why seek counseling? Okay, let's hear more about you. What I'd like you to know about me is that I enjoy connecting with all types of people and feel honored to work with my clients in a therapeutic, meaningful way. What you should know about me is that I'm a licensed professional counselor in private practice. I graduated from these wonderful schools and have all of these wonderful certifications. I believe my counseling niche encompasses helping people process grief and heal pain and find their inner strength and wisdom, trust themselves again, and lead satisfying, strong lives. Those are fabulous transformations for which I would imagine your clients are prepared to invest real money to get the benefit. I have taken specialized classes and trainings. In a way to give back, I do these wonderful things. This is very good. So one thing that I would like to know that isn't stated here, oh, you do sand play for adults. My sister does that too. Her name is Laura Sobel. She's a leader in the sand play world. I wonder if you know her. Anyway, Barbara, I would like to know how long you've been doing this and I know you're probably not allowed to say names and testimonials, to, you know, attributed because people are, it's a confidentiality thing with them. But you have some. Let's see. What do clients say about me? When you're a therapist or a financial planner or something like that, you're not allowed to breach confidentiality. But what you've done here is you've helped me understand myself and change for the better. I'm happy and hopeful again. Thank you so much for empathetic, heartfelt guidance. I've learned so much. More than any other person, you have helped me and cared about me. Thank you for really listening to me. I feel better. I can feel in love again. These are beautiful testimonials. Barbara, I think you've got a really nice website and a really great story, and I'll bet you have a pretty thriving practice. Am I getting that right? I want to go over to the Q&A and see what you have to say there. I like your page. I like it a lot. And I'm going to come back. I'm just seeing if anybody is asking. Just bear with me, everybody. It's Deval, it's microbizdisasterplan.com is the site you want to go to for inspiration. Regarding Barbara, someone's typing, the text matches her lovely and kind face. Maybe too many words, could use some images, someone is saying. I liked it very much and would call her, someone says. Oh, Max Dixon is on the call. Oh, very good. I just want to see if anyone has any questions about Barbara, if Barbara's going to call back. Maybe she could use a call to action in more places on her pages in a lovely, soft way. Okay, good. Thank you, Nancy, Barbara says. I've taken much of your advice in the past and have used it. Well, it's obvious that you have because you look awesome. I'm so glad you called in. You have a very nice web page, and I would be so curious to know how business is for you, because I think it's a very nice site. It's not super flashy, but it really is very inviting and loving and nurturing, and everything that I wanted to know is all right there. So knock yourself, you've done a good job. So now what I'm doing is I'm just going to see that it's 10:27, so I probably have time to take one more. Would somebody like to raise their hand who's on the telephone? Please go ahead and do that now. Hello? Okay, very good. Someone's calling in from Bakersfield, 661. Good morning. Say hello. Someone from Bakersfield, would you like to speak up? 661-748. If that phone number sounds still familiar to you, can you speak up, please? She must be feeling a little bit shy. Is there anyone else who would like to raise their hand? Okay, I'm going to go back over to the webcast. Trish Murray wants to know where she can find, it's creativeandcaringcounseling.com. Creativeandcaringcounseling.com is where you can find Barbara. And I'm just hitting refresh to see if we have any questions on the web. So we have reached the end of our time together today. So I want to say thank you to the hundreds of people who have tuned in today to listen to the BioDoc is in session. I want to thank those who were brave enough to ask me to look at their sites to make them better. If you would love to be showcased in a future call, I'm doing another call on the 16th and again on the 30th of November. And so I would love for you to get busy improving your websites and about me pages based on some of the lessons that you've learned today and to make your stories better. And if you need that additional support, I would love for you to go to authenticvisibility.com/buybuyboringbiopremium, where there's a little hyphen between each of those words, so you can treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium and have all the tools that you need and all the templates so that you can really get laser focus and clarity about how to make all the content on your site and specifically about your About Me pages really relevant to what outcome you want to achieve. When you have that product bundle in your back pocket, you always go to the front of the line during these calls to get help and be an example to others for people who are truly serious about getting out there, attracting clients, and making a difference that only you can make. My name is Nancy, the BioDoc Jutton. It's my pleasure to offer these calls in service to you and to the people you know who need this kind of help So please spread the good word and have more of your folks join me on a future call. And, of course, here's a fun little call to action. Go to my homepage and check out my quick quiz where you can figure out how ready you are to get ready, known, and paid. I think you'll find your diagnosis of your place in the continuum very useful. And if I can be of help to you taking additional steps forward through the Bye Bye Boring Bio, the Broadcast Your Brilliance, or my private mentoring program, I would love to be of service. So again, thanks for being part of today's call. It's been my pleasure, and I thank you so much for being here, and I am now signing off for now. Have a great day, everybody.